हरे कृष्णा। क्वेश्चन, इफ संजय रिपोर्टिंग द भगवद गीता इज मोर लाइक अ रिकॉर्डिंग बिकॉज द इवेंट हैड ऑलरेडी हैपेंड, भगवद्गीता हैड ऑलरेडी स्पोकन, देन ही केम बैक एंड देन ही टोल्ड, देन हाउ इज इट दैट विद इन द भगवद गीता संजय इज हिमसेल्फ स्पीकिंग? सो ही स्पीक्स इन द फर्स्ट चैप्टर, ही स्पीक्स इन द 11th चैप्टर, ही स्पीक्स इन द 18th चैप्टर. सो हाउ डज दिस हैपन? Yes, so Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur explains that actually when you see the Bhagavad Gita, it is not necessary that all of the verses in the Bhagavad Gita are essentially spoken by Bhagwan. We say out of the 700 verses, it is not that Krishna is speaking every single one of the verses. Otherwise, there would have been no need to say Shri Bhagwan Uvacha specifically. So we are, it's a conversation. And then it's not just a conversation, it's a reporting of a conversation. So, an overwhelming majority of the verses in the Bhagavad Gita are spoken by Krishna. And it is his message that makes it distinctive. So the remaining thing is contextual, is contextualization. What is given for explaining the context of where what happened. So we have three other speakers. We have Dhritarashtra speaking the first verse. Then we have Sanjay speaking a few verses. And we have Arjuna speaking a few verses. Majority is spoken by Krishna. So now, Sridhar Swami, in his Bhagavatam commentary, in the first canto itself, explains that scripture is not necessarily a literal verbatim reporting of everything that happened. So, for now, he says that actually it is accurate reporting of whatever happened, but it is not verbatim. So, that means that if we see, all of scripture is written in poetic format. All the whole Mahabharata is poetry, the whole Ramayana is poetry. Now, is it that every single character there spoke poetry? We may say the Brahmanas were learned, the Kshatriyas were learned. But what about the Rakshasas? What about the, in the Ramayana, the Vanaras? Or if we come to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Udupi. Now, there the conversation is depicted in Bengali. Obviously, the people, the Brahmins in Udupi would not have known Bengali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have spoken with them in Sanskrit. So, the point is that scripture retains the essential message, but it is not necessarily a verbatim recording. So, verbatim repetition. Now, because Vyasadeva is a literary incarnation of the Lord, so normally when somebody reports, some important things may be left out. But because Vyasadeva himself is the literary incarnation of God, what he reports is having the original potency. And this, so essentially Krishna's message, as reported by another manifestation of Krishna, Vyasadeva, that has been transmitted, repeated, elaborated, meditated on by so many great saints. So all of that comes to us when we speak the Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita still remains sacred. But because it is Vyasadeva who has actually provided us the Bhagavad Gita in a literary form in a book, so we have his narration of the event. So it is not that, so for example, after the first chapter gets over, then we have Atah Dvitiyo Adhyayah. So when Krishna and Arjuna were speaking, Krishna did not speak to Arjuna Atah Dvitiyo Adhyayah. It's a normal conversation that was going on. That division of the Bhagavad Gita into chapters, it is done by Vyasadeva. That is a division which corresponds with 18 chapter divisions in the Mahabharata. So now, while reporting the events over there, what is the rhetorical tool that is used? So that means the Bhagavad Gita is a conversation which is spoken in a particular historical setting. So first, Vyasadeva makes the setting. And making the setting means that he describes Dhritarashtra's question, and then he starts describing Sanjay's answer. So in that sense, this part of the Bhagavad Gita is not happening on the Kurukshetra battlefield. This part of the Bhagavad Gita is actually, it is happening in Hastinapur. And from in the sense that what is being described over there is not what is described in Hastinapur, but from there onwards when he says, okay, Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana came and Duryodhana spoke, so that is happening at the scene, that is Kurukshetra. So now, in the first chapter, so here, let's try to understand how it is happening. There is a conversation between Krishna and Arjuna that is being reported. But with this conversation is happening in a particular setting. So to describe that setting, there you cannot have Sanjay Krishna or Arjuna speaking at that time. So who will be describing the setting? That will be described by the narrator. That narrator is Sanjay. So whenever something about the setting is to be described, is to be told, and that is relevant, then it is Sanjay speaking. So it is not that the whole Bhagavad Gita is necessarily spoken by Sanjay to Krishna, nor is Sanjay to Dhritarashtra, nor is it that the whole Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna to Arjuna. Rather, what we call as the Bhagavad Gita is the textualized rendition of that conversation given to us by Vyasadeva. And this usually happens at the first, in the first chapter and the last chapter that Sanjay is speaking. Now, in the 11th chapter, there is a rhetorical tool that is used, because again, throughout the Bhagavad Gita, there is primarily conversation that is happening. But when amidst the conversation, some action happens. Now, the action, so for example, say two people are talking. Now, while talking, if one person gets up from a chair and starts walking, this person will not say, okay, I'm getting up from the chair and walking. Now, if the narrator wants us to know, then the narrator will say that, but that will have to be attributed to the narrator. That will not be attributed to the speaker. So, like that, in the 11th chapter, there is not just conversation, there is action happening. And that action is that Krishna displays his Vishwarupa. So, to describe his action, then the camera, which is either focused on Krishna or it is focused on Arjuna. Okay, what is Krishna speaking? What is Arjuna speaking? It shifts back. Okay, Krishna and Arjuna are here, and what happened? So then, what he sees is described. So Sanjay comes in to give us a broader context for the conversation of Krishna and Arjuna, and to describe the action that helps us better understand the conversation. That's how Sanjay is present also in the first, primarily the first 11th and the 18th chapters. Thank you. Hare Krishna.